Thank you, Chair. Madison Wigwas Nidishnakas, Kiasha Ging Anishnabek Nitonji, Mong Nitodam. My name is Madison Wigwas. I'm a youth council board member at the Ontario Native Women's Association, the oldest and largest Indigenous women's organization in Canada. We are here amplifying the collective voices of over 30 Indigenous women's organizations and groups. We value the work of MRIP and are concerned with the serious liquidity crisis jeopardizing MRIP's mandate and our human rights. We urge states to be leaders in resourcing the United Nations, upholding their obligations, and prioritizing Indigenous women's leadership and safety. We would like to thank the Expert Mechanism for their most recent study and urge the Expert Mechanism to consider the following future work. 1, study the barriers to Indigenous women's full, effective, meaningful participation and leadership at all levels and decision-making at all levels. This means enhancing the participation and leadership of Indigenous women within states and within the United Nations system. It is our inherent right as life givers and water and land defenders to speak on our own behalf and represent ourselves, our families, and our future generations. We hold the solutions to the issues we face, yet many UN and states' policies exclude Indigenous women from decision-making. Canada, for example, has adopted at nation-to-nation distinctions-based policy for Indigenous relations that favor national organizations and distinctions-based Indigenous governance organizations and excludes Indigenous women and the agencies we have chosen to represent us at as legitimate and equal partners in decision-making. 2, study through which UN entity are Indigenous women's specific rights upheld and states are held accountable. We need to understand the processes, barriers, and opportunities to advance the implementation and of recommendations made in outcome documents, session reports, and resolutions related to Indigenous women's rights. We need accountability. There must be analysis on the implementation of the recommendations and resolutions we all work so hard to develop. Consider the development of a dedicated UN mechanism or body led by and for Indigenous women to further our rights and advance implementation of recommendations and state obligations that ensure Indigenous women's leadership and safety. Under UNDRIP and CEDAW General Recommendation 39, we have the right to be empowered in our roles as leaders and knowledge bearers and must be at decision-making tables. We hold the solutions to the issues we face. We need action and accountability. Yet often UN and member state policies exclude us from decision making. There must be a dedicated space within the UN system to further the recommendations related to Indigenous women and their families. And 3, study the reasons Indigenous women do not or cannot access basic human services and those that are Indigenous led and culturally grounded. Indigenous women know what is needed to heal our communities and we have the right to self-determination. We must be empowered to take up our leadership roles. This includes ensuring we have access to the supports and services that support our leadership, like healthcare and education. Miigwech, thank you.